Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Sandy Becker inviting you to join me as we look in on a typical summer scene.
Oh, Bill, Sally just called. She wants us to come over and play bridge tonight.
Oh, gosh, not tonight, honey. After mowing that lawn this afternoon, every muscle in my body is aching.
Well, I'll tell you what. You have a glass of Alka-Seltzer now, and we'll see how you feel.
Chances are Bill will feel fine again in no time, friends, because it's a fact. Alka-Seltzer brings fast relief from muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer gives you the benefits of sodium acetyl salicylate, one of the most effective pain relievers known. Then to test prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. And Alka-Seltzer is really pleasant to take. It's a fresh, tangy solution that's all ready to go to work, ready to start bringing you relief. Just listen to our friend here.
That was a smart idea, honey. Alka-Seltzer really did the trick.
Try it yourself, friends. Try gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer to relieve your muscular aches and pains. And now, Hilltop House.
Oh, Miss Julie, you sure Reed won't feel he wants just you alone when you're picking out your wedding ring? I don't want to be in your way.
I put my arm around my oldest Hilltop girl, teenage Barbara, and gave her a big hug. With so little time left before my wedding day, all my Hilltop boys and girls were deeply affected by the thought that soon I'd be leaving the orphanage. So they were finding every possible excuse to be with me. I wanted to spend every minute I could with my orphans, to show them I still loved them, because they needed this reassurance from me. So I told Babs she was very welcome to come along and help us buy the wedding ring.
Well, Miss Julie, I can go just as far as the jewelry store. I won't mind leaving then. Honest, I won't.
Oh, I know it'll be all right with Reed. Oh, Babs. Oh. I didn't do such a good job of parking, did I?
Almost straight. It's just too far away from the curb.
I'll be lucky if I don't get a ticket.
Everybody in Glendale knows you've got more important things on your mind than parking the car straight. The police will forgive you.
You hope.
Oh, come on, Miss Julie. We're keeping Reed waiting.
Honey, he's not waiting at the altar.
Oh, there's Reed standing right in front of Barney's jewelry store.
Oh, watch the lights, dear.
Oh, he sees us. Miss Julie, you don't know how lucky you are to be marrying a handsome man. Susan's sister is marrying a boy with a crooked nose.
Oh. Poor girl, what a life she'll lead.
Huh? Oh, you're teasing.
Good morning, girl.
Hi, darling.
Hello, Reed.
Oh, you shopping for a wedding ring too, Babs?
Well, she thought it would be something different to do this morning, and I agree.
Well, if you can use a wedding ring, Babs.
Probably not for ages. I had my teacup read when I was at Susan, and there wasn't even a new boyfriend in it. Just letters and a trip over water, the usual.
Well, a new boyfriend that'd fit into a teacup wouldn't be much use to you anyhow, would he, Babs? Hey, what was in your teacup, Angel?
Well, two trips over water, a tall man with a nice smile, orange blossoms, the letters R and N, luggage. I can't make head or tail out of it. Can you?
Well, that tea leaf stuff's a big mystery to me, too. Okay, gals, let's get down to the business at hand.
Oh, isn't it wonderful to step into an air-cooled store?
Hello, Barney. Want to do a little wedding ring business?
Oh, morning, Reed. Well, I see you have your bride with you.
Brought you a future customer, too.
What? Oh, nice. Reed, you want to look at the line of wedding rings that can't be exchanged?
That's the kind.
No exchange? Hey, what am I getting into?
Well, I hear you have your wedding invitations out, but I... Well, I just like to make sure a customer is not just window shopping.
You a jeweler, Barney, or a comedian?
Here, I got this tray of rings in special from Chicago for you.
Oh, you did, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, thanks. Now, suppose we try one of these on for size. Oh, say, Barney, is it good luck to try on wedding rings?
Well, it doesn't look too good at the ceremony if the ring won't go on her finger.
Oh, yeah. Got a point. What appeals to you, honey?
Well, see, something plain.
Something brief. Plain set with diamonds.
No, a perfectly plain old-fashioned wedding ring. I'm the sentimental type.
You're just my type.
Well, let me show you the newest old-fashioned type I got, Miss Julie. Here.
Oh, oh, I love a wide one like this. Don't you like it, Reed?
Well, it looks all scratched up to me.
Honey, that's a filigree design.
Don't tell him. Let him worry.
Filigree's what those scratches are. Do you like it, Babs?
Oh, Reed, it's super.
Barney, got one of this one with the design to fit me, too?
Well, now, a man usually wants a plain gold band.
Not me. I want the same as my bride, just a little narrower.
Well, okay, if that's what you want.
That's the order. Now, when do we get him?
Well, a week from tomorrow. Yes, oh, sure. I'll have him next week for you.
Well, a week from tomorrow's the wedding. Wouldn't it be better to have the rings a day or so sooner?
Well, now, don't you worry, Miss Julie. If I know Reed, he'll expect the rings by Monday. So I'll have them Tuesday.
You better, Barney. Say, what's that little silver thing with a heart?
Hmm? Oh, that's a bracelet.
Mm-hmm. We're buying it for Barbara.
For me, Reed?
Why not? Wedding present from Julie and me? Keep it to remember us by till the day you get your own wedding ring.
Reed, I don't need anything to remember your wedding and Julie's. I'll always remember it.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way about it myself.
Howdy, Julie. Howdy, Reed.
Why, Mr. Clark.
Hello, Frank.
Hey, you've been shopping, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Reed, I just want you and Julie to know you're getting a real nice wedding present for me. And the other members of the orphanage board.
Oh, thank you.
I'm not saying thanks till I see it.
Oh, well, Grace Dobin helped me pick it out. We made a real nice selection. It's something that'll last you and it won't break easy. And I don't see no reason why you shouldn't like it.
Well, I'm sure we will, Mr. Claiborne. It's very kind of you.
Hey, Julie, I hear my niece Gladys has been a real big help to you over at the orphanage.
Well, she's certainly very eager to be helpful.
Yeah. Well, I figured Gladys is going to surprise us all and turn out to be a real good head matron. See, she's not in your class, Julie, but in her own class, Gladys is good.
Well, she better be, Frank, or as I told you, we'll get somebody else.
Oh, now, what?
I won't have Julie worrying because there isn't a well-qualified head matron to look after the Hilltop kids.
Well, my niece has been at Hilltop almost 2 weeks now and ain't had one complaint, have I, Julie? And Gladys knows the name of every Hilltop orphan. Well, that's more than I know, and I've been chairman of the orphanage board now for four... Good many years.
You thinking of retiring?
Well, you said you didn't want the job.
I don't.
Well, then I better keep it. you folks are going to have a visit from Dr. Jeff.
Who, me?
Well, I stopped in to get my medicine for my rheumatism, and Dr. Jeff drove me downtown and said he was going to your house, Reed, so I asked him to drop off the wedding present for you, and he took it.
Oh, well, then we'd better get along.
Yeah.
You mind if I come over to the house with you, darling? Jeff may have some news. I mean, I'd like to see Jeff, too.
I tell you, Jeff, the minute Clapper said you were on your way over, I could just see Julie start worrying.
But, darling, now how could I help wondering if there was any further word from Dr. Bernays?
I just stopped by with a refill of this new medication that Dr. Bernays prescribed for you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks, Jeff. You said you'd get it for me. Thanks a lot. This stuff is terrific.
Jeff, aren't you feeling well, dear?
What a fine thing to ask a doctor.
Oh, I'm a little tired. Mrs. Larson's baby decided to arrive prematurely at 2 a.m. I put in a couple of rough hours saving the infant. But she's all right.
Oh, good. Julie, you don't know how lucky you are not to be marrying a doctor. I promise you right now I won't be getting business calls in the middle of the night.
Yeah, you're wise not to marry a doctor. This minute, I'd be willing to call it quits with my whole medical career.
I don't know when I've ever seen you look so tired, Jeff.
Well, let's give you something to improve your outlook on life. How about a cool drink?
No, not for me, thanks. I'm so tired. I've got to get back to the hospital. Reed, will you walk with me down to the car?
Sure thing.
So long, Julie.
So long, dear. I hope you feel better, Jeff.
Thanks.
Jeff, when do you figure on hearing from Dr. Bernays?
Well, the truth is, I'm in touch with him right along.
Well, maybe it's a good idea to save the results of all these tests till after I'm back from my honeymoon.
If you want it that way, Reed.
Well, you in favor? You're the doctor.
Oh, I don't know why it shouldn't be your decision.
Jeff, you sound kind of groggy. You need sleep. You better go home.
Yeah, I am tired. I guess I don't make sense. I'll be in touch with you, Reed. Well, Reed gave me the answer he wants. Why should I tell him what I know? Why should I tell him I got the results of the tests? Why do I have to say anything before their wedding day? Oh, how am I ever going to tell him? My best friend. How am I going to tell Reed he's not going to live?
In just a moment, we'll return to our story of Hilltop House. Acid indigestion is no joke, friends. It's a mighty uncomfortable feeling. So when your stomach is upset,
be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer relieves acid indigestion fast.
Yes, speedy Alka-Seltzer reduces excess stomach acidity and settles your upset stomach in mighty short order. And it's pleasant to take, too. One or two Alka-Seltzer tablets and a glass of water bubble up to make a tangy, sparkling solution that relieves that stuffy feeling and lets you feel comfortable again quickly. So when your stomach is upset, remember,
be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer relieves acid indigestion fast.
Get Alka-Seltzer at your favorite drugstore today. And now let's return to our story. When Reed came back into the house, he noticed that Julie was holding a small black satchel.
Reed?
Hmm?
Isn't this Jeff's medical bag?
Say, it sure is.
Well, he left it here. I've never known him do anything like that before. Isn't his behavior awfully strange, Reed?
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner, and Phil Sterling is Reed. Every day, take one-a-day brand multiple vitamins. Yes, that's a pleasant, low-cost way to avoid vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of that tired, all-in feeling. One-a-day brand multiples supply you with all you normally need of all the vitamins proved necessary in a single, smooth-coated tablet. What's more, the new one-a-day brand multiples also contain vitamin B12 at no extra cost to you. So when you're at the drugstore, look for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets in the blue package with a big red one. You can't buy vitamins of higher quality. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. Sandy Becker speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.